Heyo, welcome to the No Show. I'm your host, Jack, and with me today, we have got...
Jacob.
And Grace.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for coming today.
Thanks
for having me. Great, great, great time.
Here.
Yeah, so you guys are more house council people. I've had a bunch of house council people on in the last few weeks. And we got two more. Fantastic. You both are business students, right?
Yes.
No, I'm in arts.
Oh, I see. I know the Graces.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you'll find this funny, but Grace, did you go to like the O day for?
Yes, I did go to like the O day like Zoom thing all day.
Oh yeah. Did you just get like the gift bag of stuff?
No, I didn't. Mine has said like waiting to be picked up by the shipper since November 9th. And I'm like two steps down from Laz. So I'm like, you guys can walk.
You can still easily go.
So, yeah, I can actually track that.
I have mine got here yesterday, and it had this like drink. It's called coffee cola, and it's exactly what it sounds like.
Coffee.
It's coffee mixed with cola.
How does that work?
It was like the weirdest thing, because you could taste the coffee very clearly. It was like those like Dutch coffee candies that my grandparents always had, but you could also very clearly taste the cola, and so it was very, very weird, very weird experience.
Yeah. Oh,
I drank it.
Mine's in transit now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel. Coffee cola.
Yeah.
It's strange. It's definitely like. You can't like you don't know if you're drinking coffee or cola. They don't mix well. You can taste them very separately.
Yeah, I feel like you're drinking like oil and milk. Like, doesn't that like separate?
Yeah, yeah.
I would feel like you were drinking like two separate drinks, but just like at once. Uh-huh. I'm not sure. Maybe I'll try that out if I ever get one.
Exactly. Yeah. Ooh, speaking of shipping, do you guys know like DHL, like the company that ships stuff?
Yes, I've seen that.
I ordered I ordered a t-shirt, the one that I'm wearing, actually. I ordered this like Rhett and Link t-shirt because I love Rhett and Link, and they finally like shipped out the order, and I could like track it on my phone, and it was funny because it said it got to like Mississauga, which is like a 2.5-3 hour drive from where I live.
Mm-hmm.
But then it said will be arriving Wednesday December 2nd, and I was like, it's like a 3 hour drive. I could drive there and pick it up today. And so I checked again today, and it was like it just left the shipping center in Sarnia. So the guy's literally driving to give it to me, and it still said arriving Wednesday, December 2nd. And then I got it like 2 hours ago.
No, I've had shipping stuff before where I remember it literally got to Windsor, I think, which is like maybe 45 minutes from me, like not that far.
Mm-hmm.
So it went from like somewhere in the States to Windsor to Toronto. To I think somewhere in Calgary, back to Toronto, back to me. I'm like, I literally could have just like driven so fast to Windsor.
You're just roots.
I'm like, why are you throwing my package? Like, it went to Calgary. I was like, you were 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Why are you going to Calgary?
Just go and pick it up.
Amazon, I'm always curious on how they get stuff to you so fast.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Like, it's like you order a package that seems like it's not like gonna be right at the warehouse wherever they keep these things, and then it's at your door within like what, 24 hours, less than that.
Yeah.
Like,
I ordered a few weeks back, I got like a VR headset. It was like the brand new one that came out with like Oculus. I went to order it from like the Oculus, like the actual company's website, and this was like mid-October, and they said like, if you order now, it should be arriving November 6th. And I was like, that's a long wait. I'm going to check Amazon. And Amazon was like, yeah, we'll get it there by Thursday. And it was there on Wednesday. And I was like, this is great.
Yeah, like, there's so many things that you would think like wouldn't be like ready, like handy at them. Like, I ordered my stepbrother this like Fortnite like hang glider guy LED light thing.
Cool.
I'm not thinking it's going to be something that they're just like carrying at the warehouse. It was at my house like maybe. I think I ordered it like midday on like a Wednesday. I got there like Thursday. I'm like, how do you guys just have that?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
I'm still like amazed every time. This microphone that I bought literally for this show arrived while I was halfway through recording an episode.
Oh my god.
And I was just like, dang it. I went to, like, I was going somewhere right after recording it. I stepped outside, saw it there, and I was like, damn it. I just missed it. Just barely. Oh man, you're right. It's just like, I don't know how they do it. Cause you'll order like merch from somewhere and it'll get there in like 2 weeks.
Mm.
And then it's,
I ordered this like shirt like forever ago. I think I ordered it in, I want to say June, and it came, I had already like moved up to Waterloo, and it came like in September, and my mom had to like drive it to me one day when she was coming out. Like, I ordered you in June, but, like, order a Fortnite lamp, and then you can catch me in one day if I can't get a shirt for like 3 months.
That's like, I ordered a desk at the beginning of quarantine, and come September, I had to email the company. I was like, is it coming or not? Like, how long is this gonna take? And then there were no responses and stuff. So I just I just said I want a refund. And then there we go.
Dang. IKEA is where it's at.
Yeah, no kidding.
My desk is actually like a kitchen table, I think. I think I actually bought like a small kitchen table on my desk. Smart. It's great. Yeah, it works. It's sturdy. Fantastic. I got this like weird looking lamp. I got this like weird deer art behind me. I saw that in IKEA and I was like, that's cool. I'm going to buy it.
I love IKEA. I could walk around there for hours.
It's great.
They're in Costco. I could just walk around and do fun things.
I love it. What's funny is that like IKEA's, like, I think that IKEA's best selling item is like the meatballs.
Yeah.
It's not even like furniture.
I know.
But the hot dogs hit different there.
Oh, true.
Hot dogs are so good.
God. Love IKEA. I love like all like the fake rooms they have, like really like well designed like fake bedrooms, and I'm always like, dang, I wish I had as much design as like,
I love
the IKEA employees.
It's like you're walking around just like a bunch of houses put together. It just makes me feel so happy.
Oh, so nice. Yeah you walk from like a city bedroom to like a skiing chalet.
Yeah, it's just like, I'm just world traveling through IKEA. Every room is different.
It's like Disney. I went, when I was in grade 11, we went on this trip to New York, and we had to pick up our tour guide in the parking lot of like the Burlington IKEA. And I remember I turned to my teacher and I was like, can we go in? And he was like, no, we're going to New York. And I was like, no, but it's IKEA. Like, we have to go to IKEA. He was like, Jack, we're 10 hours from New York City. And I was like, but IKEA.
But I can see IKEA right now.
I went to IKEA in grade 10, I believe, and it was the same thing. We stopped at the Burlington IKEA, I went to New York, sorry, in grade 10.
Oh yeah.
And then we stopped at the Burlington IKEA right before we went to pick up the tour from Brightspark or whatever it is, like that trip.
Oh yeah, Brightspark. Yeah, they give you like the drawstring bags.
Yep, exactly. Oh, and we were waiting there. We were in the parking lot because the tour guide, I guess, was running behind with traffic or something, and we were waiting in the parking lot for I think an hour and a half before anything happened, and we were like, we could have gone in IKEA, gotten food, hung out, gone to all the different rooms, you know.
Yeah.
Hanging out in the bus for an hour.
Oh yeah. I'm curious now how similar our trips are if we took like the same tour guide. Did you guys stay in like a New Jersey hotel?
Yeah, we did. It was in New Jersey, and then we had to drive into New York City.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. I haven't met anyone like not from like my high school who's gone on like that exact same trip.
It was a pretty sweet trip.
It was awesome. Did you guys like tour NBC Studios?
No, we didn't get to.
Oh,
no, we went. We did a lot of stuff. We did the ferry boat around the Statue of Liberty and stuff.
Oh yeah,
top of the Rockefeller Building. That was pretty sweet. And then we got to go to a musical. I went to where did I go to there? Chicago. That's
what. Oh yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, and New York. We went to I remember because our Broadway musicals that we went to, we were there for two nights, and because I was one of the drama students, I went to both musicals. We saw, the original plan was the first night we were going to see Prom the musical, then the second night we were going to see King Kong the musical, and King Kong had this like giant like 13 person gorilla puppet, and it was like the coolest experience of my life. But they switched it, the tour company switched it, so we saw King Kong first and then Prom. And after Prom, we were all like, I mean, that was good, but it was no King Kong. like that totally ruined our experience at Prom because we were still reeling from watching King Kong.
God, a 13-person puppet gorilla.
It was awesome. That's like, the roars were live. There was like a guy in a sound booth doing all the roars.
Oh my god.
It was like the weirdest, craziest thing. And they closed like really soon. But oh, it was a great run. It was a great show. Speaking of media, that's a weird segue. Do you guys want to play a game? First game?
Yes.
Let's play a game.
All right. This game is from my own kind of weird childhood. So I found out through talking to my friends that as a kid, I watched a lot of TV. And so because of that, I watched a lot of like weird and obscure like movies and TV shows. So I'm going to list off either like a movie or a TV show that I watched as a kid, like a random obscure one. And if one of you has seen it or both of you has seen it, you'll get a point for that. And I need like a pad of paper. And if neither of you have seen it, whoever can guess closest to the actual plot.
Okay.
We'll get a point, you know what I mean? Let me grab a pad of paper.
I watched many odd shows at like 4 a.m. as a child when I couldn't have the face. Awesome.
A couple of these are like classic like Canadian kid shows.
Okay. Ready.
Where's my pen? My desk is so cluttered. All right. Number one, Hot Wheels Acceleracers. It's a series of movies.
No.
I haven't seen it either.
All right. Do you guys want to guess what the plot is? Hot Wheels Acceleracers.
I'm going to say movies. A group of kids who race Hot Wheels.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go for like a little Fast and Furious type of plot here. I'm saying like maybe a group of like teenagers and stuff. There's like not necessarily a favorite person in town and they're trying to race them. Something along
those lines. I'm gonna give it to Jacob. This is gonna be hard for me to describe in a small amount of time because it's such a weird, crazy idea for a movie series. But I remember it very vividly. So there's two groups of racers, and they go through portals into racing realms. And the whole idea is they're fighting against these like Transformer type robots. It's like the weirdest, hardest to explain movies that I've ever watched in my life, but they're actually pretty good. I remember them very vividly. I found them on YouTube like 2 years ago and I rewatched them and they totally hold up.
It's always the best when you find like an old show you forgot about on YouTube. I just rewatched the whole thing and like,
so great. I love it. I love it. All right. Next one, The Magic Roundabout. Wait, hold on. I think I'm thinking, wait. No, I got that wrong. That is, give me a second. The Magic Roundabout. That is what it's called. I thought I messed it up, but I'm right.
I don't think I know that.
It's a movie. It's a 2005 movie.
I definitely haven't seen that either, I don't think.
All right, do you guys want to take a guess what it's about?
Grace, do you want me to go first this time?
Yeah, sure, you go first.
Okay, The Magic Roundabout. I'm gonna say there's like two kids, and they're constantly in like the same cycle, maybe like a dream or something, like same repetition of like the same day, something like that, and with the events and stuff. Not sure.
I'm gonna go with like a magic school bus type of thing, where they like it's like either some like a group of kids or like a family. And they are in a roundabout, and every time they take an exit, it brings them to like a new world or a new place. That's how I'm gonna go.
I'm gonna give it to Grace just because you had like an actual roundabout in there. Also, a very hard one to explain. There's this dog Dougal, and there's Zeba D, and his evil twin Zebad, and I guess that Zebad was like an ice one. Once again, very hard to explain. And there is a magic roundabout that Zebad freezes and he wants to make an eternal winter. So Dougal the dog and his friends go on a quest to stop him. I don't remember a lot about that one. I remember that it has a very stacked cast. Ian McKellen, John Krasinski, Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, wow.
I remember like a train scene, but I don't remember much else about it. I got to go find that one. All right, tie game. All right, this is the TV show. The next one, The Weekenders.
Oh my god! I think I feel like I've heard of that, but I couldn't tell you. Like, I feel like no, I don't think I know that.
I don't think I know it either.
Ooh, all right. At the Weekenders, take a guess.
See, in my mind, I go to like thinking of like Spring Breakers or like Bad Neighbors type of movie, but I feel like that wasn't a children's show you were watching. So I'm gonna say maybe like Recess, where there's like a group of kids and it like follows their like adventures on the weekend instead of at school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm thinking like maybe something close to like Phineas and Ferb type of stuff going on there. Like they do weird things over the weekend, figure out something to do, maybe some adventures here and there, like a group of kids.
I'm gonna give you both a point. You guys have pretty much got it spot on.
Wow.
It basically details four middle schoolers. I have a Wikipedia article up here, and it's just like them on the weekends. And I sort of remember this one. I remember that the one guy's mom was a very bad cook, and I remember that like every episode would end and they would be like, hey, there's still like 4 hours left in the weekend, stuff like that. That was a classic. I watched that a lot growing up. It's a great one. Yeah, we're doing well. All right, next one. This is one from when I was like quite young. Busy Town Mysteries. It's a blast from the past.
I feel like I recognize the name, but I can't put...
No, I don't think I know that one either.
The art style was also in like a few children's books. So if you saw it, you might recognize like the style.
What was the name of it again?
Busy Town Mysteries. Apparently also known as Hooray for Huckle.
Oh.
No, I did not know that.
No, I don't think I know it.
I'm not familiar with it, I don't think.
Right.
I thought I was going to be disappointed in myself.
I know, I totally was expecting like some things that I actually know.
Yeah, like I said, these are very like obscure things from my childhood.
I'm gonna say it's like a kid and his dog, like they're problem solvers, mystery type of stuff going on there. I think that's probably
I'm thinking like, remember that show like Gravity Falls, where it's like that kind of animation? I'm thinking that kind of style, but like those kind of kids, but like meets like Riverdale with like the weird mysteries going on and they're like solving them. That's what I'm thinking.
I'm gonna give this one to Jacob, because it's a group of animals. So he had the dog in there. It's basically just like these animals that solve mysteries. And there's like Huckle Cat, Sally Cat, Lowly Worm, Pig Will, Pig Won't, and Goldbug are the names of the animals. I remember like the style of the show. I don't remember much about watching it. But it did like ring a bell in my brain when I read the name. Next one I think that you guys might get, because this next one's a pretty popular one. Roly Poly Oly.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, of course. Awesome. Sweet. We did it. I had the Wikipedia. Yeah, that was very simple. Basically, just like three-dimensional shapes.
Yeah,
and everyone was like made up a different shape.
Were they on like a planet, like a weird planet?
Maybe, yeah.
I remember intro into like a circle, and then there.
Yeah, okay. It's like some weird like robot planet. It was that was show. I watched it all the time when
you
I was.
You know what? I might have to watch an episode tonight. I forgot about that. That was
like, oh yeah, they're on a weird planet, Roly Poly Planet.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like his neighbors were cubes. I remember that. Like his best friend was like a bunch of cubes.
Yeah.
All right, look at that. This next one that I think was also a fairly popular like Canadian kids show. Mm-hmm. Franny's Feet.
Yes.
Yeah, my sister used to watch that one.
That was one of the shows I would watch at 5 a.m. When I was getting ready for school.
Oh, yeah. That one for the audience was like this girl worked in like her grandparents' shoe store, and people would bring in these old shoes for her to repair. She would put them on and then like be transported to like where they're from.
Yeah, that was a good show.
That was a good show. That one taught me a lot about the world.
Yeah, and like cultures, like what kind of shoes people wear.
Mm-hmm.
I was really just learning at 5 a.m. like
mm-hmm. Right. I have another one that I think is pretty popular. Harry and his bucket full of dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. We hit a streak here. Yeah, that one for the audience was like he had a bucket full of like dinosaur toys, but he would like dive into it and there was like a world that they would all play in.
That was a good one.
Oh, that was great. Wow, we're gonna have to. Yeah, this next one, I don't know if you guys watched it, but you might have heard of it. Another Hot Wheels one, Hot Wheels Battle Force 5.
I've heard of it. Definitely heard of it.
Heard of it?
Yeah. Like it was always on the commercials. It was always like
yes, always in the commercials. Yeah, yeah. Have any guess about what it was about? I'll give a hint that it wasn't that different from Acceleracers. The first one that I talked about.
I'm gonna go with like 5 Hot Wheels racers that race in different worlds.
I'm gonna say it's like 5 different groups or like clans, I guess you could say, of Hot Wheels racers. And maybe like they're at combat with each other or something along those lines.
I'm going to give you both a point again. You both kind of hit the key parts of the show. It's like 5. It's 5 cars. One of the cars has 2 racers. It's like a pair of brothers. I remember this one very, very vividly, too. And it was similar to like the first one. They would go into like different like worlds, but they weren't racing. They were trying to find like this key that they could use to get back to their world to protect it, because there were other groups. There was like a robot group and then like an animal group. There were like other clans that would try to fight them.
Okay.
So, yeah. All right. Good game. Good game. Jacob wins 7-6.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was some weird moments from my childhood.
I totally forgot about Franny's feet.
It was great, yeah.
Show.
Oh, that one was great.
That's a good
one. That one was one that I saw like every day.
Did you ever watch that one show with the kid who would eat like mushed carrots?
Mushed carrots.
Oh.
And he would like travel when he ate the carrots.
Oh, why does that ring a bell? Oh my god, I'm googling it. Mushed carrot
eating boy.
Mushed carrots traveling kids show. God, what was that? Henry's World.
Henry's World. Oh my god. Yeah.
I remember this.
Oh my god. Yes.
It popped in my head.
Oh, that like unlocked a memory.
Yeah, for me. You just like love the mush carrot.
Woo.
And it would like just like
right.
That one's like that's like a really old memory.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think this is another late night TV show for me as a kid.
Great, yeah. I remembered another very random one. I wonder if you guys have seen this one. It's called Dodo Island.
I don't think so.
So basically, there was this Play-Doh set that you could get, and it was like a tropical island, and it would have all these things. And with it was a VHS tape. This is back in VHS tapes. And it was like 4 like stop-motion episodes of these characters on like Dodo Island. And it's one of those things that I've never met anyone else who's seen these. Like they're on YouTube. Like we found them like a few years ago.
Wow.
More of those like very like obscure random.
Oh my god, I just looked it up. Dodo Island Play-Doh.
Dodo Island. It's classic.
The one that I remember being obsessed with as a kid is Bear in the Big Blue House.
Yeah. Oh, Bear in the Big Blue House. Oh my god.
I would sit in front of the TV.
Yeah.
Hours for that one.
He would like say goodnight at the end to everyone.
Exactly.
He would say goodbye. The goodbye song. Oh, dang. Oh man.
Ever seen the show? What was it? I think it was called In the Night Garden.
In the night. Oh my god. Oh, wow. We're opening up memories. In the night. I remember that one very vivid. That one was weird. It was very artsy.
Oh my god. Like I want to know like what went through the creative head when they made this show.
Yeah,
that's like pretty much the Teletubbies. Is pretty much what.
Yeah,
it is.
Exactly.
Basically, yeah, but like, oh my god,
it's where like they gave the illusion of them being a lot smaller than they actually were.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Have you guys seen like Teletubby sets?
No,
they're huge because the Teletubbies are all like 6 feet tall, but because they had to be like the size of like children, the sets were huge, and they also look it up. They also use these like huge rabbits. So that like kids wouldn't know that they were like adults in costumes. they would use these like giant rabbits.
Oh my god, yeah, I see this girl holding the... Oh my god.
Yeah, they're insane. They're like 3 feet long rabbits.
The untold truth.
So that they still kept the illusion of them being small. Oh, but yeah, like you see like them like next to other people. They were like 7 feet tall in the costumes.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so like all the sets were massive. Because they had to look like babies.
Imagine a 7 foot tall teletubby probably like running at you. Like I would terrified as a child.
Oh, I remember Teletubbies very vividly. Oh man, do you guys want to hop into another game?
Yeah, sure.
Let's do it.
All right. So ever since I was a kid, I've loved the Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh yeah, same.
Yeah. So in this game, I found some of the weirdest ones. So I'm going to name a world record. You tell me if it's a real one or a fake one that I made up.
Okay.
All right, ready? All right. Number one, the heaviest weight lifted by a human beard.
I'm going to go real.
I'm going to say real as well.
Think real? You both are correct. It was 141 pounds.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot. Good Lord.
I was expecting like 50 tops.
Yeah. 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 I looked it up and I was like 63 kilograms. And I was like, oh my God.
That's crazy.
Next one. Most oranges consumed in 1 hour by a team of two.
I'm going to say not true.
Not true.
I'm going to go with true just to see.
True. It is not true. I made it up. The hour-long records, though, are like the ones that I think would be the hardest. Because like you got to keep it up, whatever you're doing, for an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's like a speed one, like you have, like that'd be crazy to me. All right, next one. Most Big Macs consumed in a lifetime.
That's definitely true.
Actually, like, yeah, I feel like that's true. I feel like
it is true. You are both correct. As of 2015, the world record holder ate his 26,000th Big Mac.
Oh my God.
I don't know how old, I had the list. I want to know how old he was at the time.
I thought you were going to say, like,
I can do the math.
Sixth Big Mac ever. I'm like, okay, like, I can beat him right now. I was like, that's hard.
Like, he's definitely, like, still eight. After 40 years of eating Big Macs on a daily basis. Let's do the math. Ooh, hit the mic there. So 26,000 Big Macs divided by 40 years. That's 650 Big Macs a year. So that's like, almost two a day.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's like multiple a day.
Mm-hmm.
That's way too much.
I mean, good Lord.
Oh my God.
I mean, he's still going strong. I guess I don't know what number he's at now. That's crazy. All right, next one. Most apples held in own mouth and cut by chainsaw in 1 minute.
False.
I feel like it's false. I kind of want it to be true. I'm going to say false.
So false. You are both wrong. That is a real world record. The record is 8. Oh. This guy, like, he held the apples in his mouth and he cut them with a chainsaw.
How did you come up with stuff like that? I don't get it.
I don't know. Like, one mistake, and, like, that's it. No more face.
Step one warning. You're like, you know what? Today, I'm going to set the world record for apples cut in my mouth with a chainsaw. Yep, that's my daily plan.
That's what you do, yeah.
That's...
Yeah, Ferb, I know what we're going to do today. Oh, man. All right. Next one. Smallest dog to reach the top of Mount Everest.
I feel like false.
I'm going to say true.
It is false. I made that one up.
Okay, I feel like it's small dogs explode.
What's funny is that, like, even the ones that are fake, there is a person or like a dog or two people that have done it. Like there is a person who's a smallest dog to reach the top.
But it's just, like,
just not in the Guinness Book of, like, world records. That's like people feel like there's definitely like a Michael Jordan of basket weaving that no one knows about because it's basket weaving. It's a classic, yeah.
Basket weaving. Whew.
Exactly. All right. Last one. Tie game. Most canned drinks opened by a parrot in 1 minute.
I'm going to say true.
I'm going to say true, too.
You were both correct. The record is 35. That's pretty good. That's over one every 2 seconds.
That's a well-trained parrot too.
Dang. Let me find this parrot. I have the list. Let's scroll all the way down. Parrots. Zach the Macaw opened 35 cans in 1 minute in San Jose, California on January 12th, 2012. Dang, well done, Zach.
I get so proud for the animal one. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah. That was a tie game. We both won.
Wow.
Done. That's fun. Have you guys seen it in the news? The monolith?
The monolith.
So basically, this helicopter in Utah was like doing these like rounds, just like flying. I don't know. They're flying around, and they saw just like in the middle of the desert, this like metal monolith up out of the ground.
I literally just saw that like I think an hour ago. I was just scrolling through TikTok on my phone and I saw it.
Yeah. So like it's like they've known about it for like a few days. Apparently, it's been there for years. They think. But it disappeared today.
Yeah. Like it's gone. Like they said, it's just gone today.
Yeah. It's gone. Apparently a new one's popped up in like Scotland. Oh. And everyone's like, okay, now it's creepy. Now that it's just gone.
Like what is going on?
Yeah, like no one knows like what is up, why it's there. It's just gone now.
That's so monolith.
I love stuff like that. Like weird, like elaborate pranks.
I love the one, you know, like that artist Banksy?
I love Banksy. Yeah.
Yeah, the one where he like shredded the painting.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was like the coolest thing ever.
I do remember that, yeah. And like the value on it like tripled after it got shredded because they were like, oh my God, like it's a post prank.
Yeah.
Same, yeah.
I forgot about that.
Oh, man. I love that. I love saying to my friends, I'll say to my friends, like, guys, you can't prove that I'm not Banksy. And they get so mad at me. They're like, Jack, you're not Banksy. And I'm like, yeah, but can you prove it? And they will like yell at me. They're like, Jack, you are not Banksy. And I'm like, or am I?
Have you ever seen him in the same room? No.
Exactly. I was like, yeah. Ever seen me and Banksy in the same room?
Why do you think that is?
The answer is no. 100%. I gotta look up just like weirdest giant pranks. Cause like I love stuff like that. Like the monolith, for example.
It says this monolith, it's been 1 minute ago tweeted out that last week it was found in Romania.
Yeah, that was it. It was in Romania. And then it was in
That's
unusual
crazy.
Articles. Oh man.
Oh my God.
I love it. It's just so like weird and like strange, and I love it. I gotta find that out. I'm looking up just like giant pranks, and I'm gonna see what comes up. Why is giant candy coming up? 50 amazingly epic pranks. Oh, these are just boring, normal pranks. These are like office pranks on this list.
You gotta put salt and sugar.
Yeah, very funny. Is it salt and sugar? Covering car with sticky notes.
Stuff like that. You have like the funny ones on TikTok, like being like put mashed potatoes in someone's yard and it rains.
Yeah.
Mashed potato
mix. I do love that, like subtle ways to mess with people.
Oh yeah, I think it's so funny.
Time you. I love to like very slightly mispronounce words.
Oh, and then people get nice and triggered.
Like what'd you say? And I'm like, yeah, like that. Man, this list sucks. They're all well. Some okay now.
Crazy world pranks.
They're very basic. They're very basic. I'm looking for like the giant.
Yeah.
Ooh, I know what to look at. Like company, like whenever like a giant company will do like an April Fool's joke.
Oh yeah.
That everyone believes.
I fall for those every year. I don't know why. I'm like.
Yeah.
Great. Like, realistically, is this going to like coincidentally happen on April 1st?
It's great. Yeah. Like the BBC in like the 80s made a document released like a documentary about spaghetti farmers, and the whole idea was it's these guys who grow spaghetti on trees, and the BBC had people calling in asking where they could buy like spaghetti plants.
Oh my god.
And then they were like, no, wait.
No.
That's not.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I found a great list of like some of like the best company April Fool's ones. Google releases a screen cleaner app. Audible releases Audible for Fish.
Oh no.
Where's the other ones? Gotta find them.
I could definitely see myself falling for the Google screen cleaner.
They're great.
Because my
that was really shortly.
So I'm like, oh my god, that's perfect, an app, and then I'd probably start to realize.
Then you'd be like, hold up.
Oh, literally, how would this work?
It's not the way the world works.
Yeah, Burger King unveils the chocolate Whopper. I remember that. That was like 2 years ago. eHarmony releases their new website for dogs.
Aww. I wish I was a friend. Do dogs like play friends?
Yeah. Oh man, there's no. These are like short lists. Good lord. I need like bigger lists. The Tasmanian police force hires a dog. It's a funny one. A moose NATO hit Canada.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be terrifying. I never realized how big moose were.
They're huge.
They are massive. Like, I always just thought they were like a slightly bigger
deer. Yeah.
No.
I've never seen one in person.
I would love to see him.
I have heard that.
I'd probably cry.
They're unreal. Like, they're massive.
Like, they're like big, furry dinosaurs with antlers.
Okay, I found a great one. Duolingo, for an April Fool's joke, announced that they were going to release a beer line called Brewolingo. That's a good word. That's a good word. All right. Should we play another game?
Yeah, for sure.
You guys think?
Do it.
All right. So to preface this game, my room is usually very, very messy. I have a very small garbage can, so it fills up very fast. And usually Monday night is the night that I take to clean stuff up. So because we're recording this on a Monday, my room is very messy. It's like the last day of messiness. So basically my desk is especially messy and just covered in random stuff. So this game is basically I'm going to name something that is either on my desk or not on my desk. You have to tell me if you think it is on my desk or not.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. We're going to start off strong. Cookie icing.
That is definitely on your desk.
Yes, because Arts Council just did the dough snow.
It's true. It is on my desk. I should thought you guys would see that. We are doing a cookie decorating event, and they sent me some icing. So it is on my desk. That is correct. Well done. 1-1. All right. Second thing. Do I have a statue of Albert Einstein on my desk?
I'm going to say no.
It's so specific, but I want to be like, yeah. I feel like, yeah, maybe you do. Maybe for inspiration.
I do not have one on my desk, no. I do have like a Charles Darwin plushie over there, but not on my desk. I got it for like Christmas 1 year. All right, next thing. Do I have 8 empty pop cans on my desk?
I'm going to say no because you said you clean it every 7 days. And if you had a pop every day, there would only be 7.
I'm going to say no, too, because I feel like you either have one more or one less. And you're like, no, I have 9.
It is true. I do have 8 empty pop cans on my desk. Because here's the thing. I drink way more than I should. I usually drink at least, like, 2 a day. Because I'll usually have, like, one with lunch and then one with dinner. Because, like, I'm just, like, in my house all day. Yeah. So I gotta like, drink some. But I do drink water. I have my little Spider-Man cup that I fill up with water. And then I just drink a bunch of pop all day. It's like all root beer this week. I've drank like only root beer this week.
Damn.
Yeah.
I cannot do like, pop.
Like, my garbage can is full.
Like, I can't.
Oh, I love pop.
Like, I'm in like pain when I drink it.
Yeah.
I definitely can't drink 2 every day. I would like, no.
A hobby. I've grown used to it.
I don't have the. I don't know. It would be too much energy.
Like, I would be like,
an acquired skill.
I'm not with like iced coffee, which is like probably equally as bad, to be honest. So I shouldn't be.
Makes sense. True. Yeah. Right. Do I have an accordion on my desk?
Are we talking like a full-size accordion? Or like
a full-sized, authentic German accordion. Do I have one on my desk?
Definitely not.
I feel like yes, because mm-hmm. you said German. Like that was like kind of like a specific.
That's true. I do not. It's on my couch over there, actually. Oh. I do have an accordion.
I was like, there's no way that fits on your desk. Like, they're big.
Kind of big,
eh? Exactly, yeah. Yeah, my mom went through a thing of, like, collecting a few accordions. And so because of that, we have, like, three accordions. And I wanted to see if I could play one, because I used to play piano. I played piano for, like, 12 years. And so it's a pretty, it's not that hard. The hard part is remembering to squeeze it every time.
Yeah.
It's a repetitive thing, yeah. All right, next one. Do I have on my desk a picture of me and my friends?
Yes.
I feel like, yeah.
I do not. Damn. I thought it'd be a funny one to have as false. I do have a picture of us. I have this like folding one, but I don't have a second picture. So I need to like take a second picture to put in it.
Yeah.
So I can then stand it up. So yeah, I will. I thought that'd be like a really funny one to put it and just not have on my desk. Like the most normal thing of all of these.
Yeah, sorry friends who are listening to this, but
yeah, sorry guys. All right. Next one. Do I have on my desk three pairs of sunglasses?
I'm gonna say yeah.
I'm gonna say no.
I do. I have three pairs, and I can't explain why. I can't explain why. I have this one pair that I think I got this at like a store because I didn't have a pair like last summer. And then I went to Grand Bend with my friend for a day, and this place was having like a great sale on sunglasses. It was like two for the price of one. And so I was like, you know what? There's a couple of nice pairs here. I'll get a couple more. And then I just had to like film a thing where I needed to wear sunglasses. So I tried it with all three. And so they're still on my desk. I feel like my voice is like slowly going away. Good Lord. All right. Last thing. Do I have on my desk two different lamps? Two different lamps.
I'm going to say no.
I'm gonna say no too. There's a lady like a lamp behind
me. I do actually. I do different lamps. I have one here that I use on myself. So I have like nice lighting in Zoom calls, and then I have just like a normal desk one. I did just get these like light bulbs that like change colors with like my phone.
Oh,
and
yeah,
like my Echo thing, my Amazon thing. Those are really cool. I have it set up. My favorite thing that I set up is, I don't know why I set it up like this, but I thought it'd be funny. I have it set up where if I just say, name of my assistant, I'm Blue, all the lights go blue, and the famous song Blue starts playing.
Oh, that's cool.
And that's, I don't, I figure one day I'll use that, and it'll be very, very fun. As of right now. God, my voice is like slowly dying here. Boah. I had to do some singing practice earlier, so my voice is a little rough today.
Oh, rough.
Yeah. All right, and that's the game. Good job. Jacob wins that one. Well done, well done, well done. That was cool. I'm curious. I have a question for you guys. Mm-hmm. You're both first years,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
Awesome. Do you find that, like, the overall months in university go by faster than like the months in high school did? And because I think I figured out why. I noticed this, and I think it's because in high school your routine is like daily, but in university it's like weekly.
Yeah
you
know what I mean?
Like to the next week and not like the next
exactly
day.
Yeah, because like your whole like your whole like schedule like repeats every week, where in high school it's like every day.
Yeah, that would make sense. Because, like, I have no idea how it's December 1st tomorrow. Like, no.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, wow. Yeah. Yeah. I think also because, like university ends earlier.
Yeah.
Because, like, high school is, like, exams are, like, the week, like, before Christmas. But university is, like, we end, like, first week of December.
Mm-hmm. I think. Like right after. The last week of January, I want to say.
Oh, sorry. I mean, like, yeah, you're right. Yeah, and then, like, Christmas break. usually starts a few days before Christmas. But in like university, it ends like December 9th, and then we get like exactly. 3 weeks exams, like two more weeks.
They extended break this year too. I think we're off January 11th or something like
that. Yeah, exactly. We got way more time.
That's really nice.
Let me like look at my Skype. Let me look at calendar
and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Because we got next Wednesday is like the last day of class, and then we got, like 1 week, 2 weeks. There's 2 weeks of exams, and then after Christmas, there's like 2 weeks and a few days. So yeah.
But now that it's extended, like winter is extended, and now exams are like exam seasons, like during my birthday. Like my birthday's like before exams ended, like the day before, and now they end 2 days after. And I'm like, oh, I swear, if you guys give me an exam on my birthday,
wait, when's your birthday?
April 28th.
Oh, okay. Mine's April 2nd, so I think it'll still be.
It should be good. Yeah, exams end on like the 30th now, I think, and I'm like, thanks, guys.
Oh yeah, they probably push it back a little bit. Yeah.
So I'm glad I'm longer winter break. However, don't want to be celebrating the 19th birthday ready like in the county exam.
That's true. Yeah, I have a late birthday. Mine's in like mid October, and so that's gonna be fun because like all my friends have decently early birthdays, so it's gonna be pretty funny having a few months of being like the only one who's not 19.
Yeah.
All my friends are.
Good drive, you guys.
Yeah.
I'm thankful that it's early though, like for 19 especially, like being able to go out and like like drink and stuff like that legally. If I was like the youngest one, I would be like, damn, all my friends are out doing stuff and I'm here, like I can't.
Yeah, but like we usually there's like a few like restaurants in like my city that are also bars, like they're known for being like both bars and restaurants, and I'm like a pretty tall guy. And so like this summer, a couple of my friends were 19 and one was 20 because we like high school stuff. And then most of us were 18 this summer. I was 17 still. And so like we would go to this like one restaurant and I would still have like my mask on, but I'm such like a tall guy. The waitress, she would be like, here's the menu. And then she would turn to me and go, and here's the beer list. And I kind of go like, oh, thanks. And I'd like put it down. I just order like a Sprite. Yeah.
That's like my one friend Sydney. She's 19, like she's like a year older than me, but she's like the height, like she's like maybe just 5 foot, like a little taller.
Oh, yeah.
She like looks like a child, but like especially when we're walking around together, because I'm like 5'10 and she's like very small. And she had me just go into the like the LTO with her the one day because we were driving around, and I was just at the counter with her. She's the one carrying everything, like she's the one putting everything down. And the lady looks at me and is like, oh, do you have your ID, ma'am? And I'm like, oh, this is, like, I'm, like, a child. I'm like, this is her. And she's like, oh, like, she's the 19-year-old? I'm like, yeah, I know. I look
nice.
I look massive compared to her.
I knew a guy, I still know him, who his job in high school was, he had, like, a full beard at, like, 16. So he worked for, like, my city. And what he would do is a cop would drive him around to different, like, convenience stores. And he would go in and try to buy cigarettes. And then, like, if they got sold to him, the cop would go in and, like, give a talking to the store owner. But then if not, they'd be like, you passed. Well done.
That's like, what would you
do? He was undercover. But, like, because he had, like, a full beard, he was, like, I think, like, he was the employee that most often got sold the cigarettes.
Jeez.
Like, because like, he looked so much older, but they still should be checking. And so it was like that. I used to have like the dumbest thought. I still do. Whenever I go into like an LCBO with like my dad or something, and he's getting something, I'll stand there and I'll look at like that poster that has like a picture of somebody who's like 20, who's like 19. And it's like, hey, if you look younger than this, we're going to ID you. Whenever I see that poster, my first thought is always, man, they got to like swap that poster out every year when that person is no longer 19. And then I stop and I go, wait, but if it's a photo with them when they're 19, the photo doesn't age.
No, it doesn't change.
Every time that I see it, my first thought is, dang, that's got to be like a hassle.
Yeah.
Got to be like a new 19-year-old every year to take a photo of.
Like, oh, wait, the 19-year-old also looks the same. He's just old.
Exactly. Every time. Oh man, yeah. Yeah, but Canada's like all over the place for like the drinking age.
Yeah.
Montreal is like 18. Hmm. And like America's like 21.
Yeah, I feel like my brother lives in Ottawa, and he would like when he was in like university, he would him and his friends would always just like scoot across to like Quebec and like drink there for the night and then like come home after. They were all 18 they were in school, but like not 19 yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I was when my sister was 20, we would go to like I said before, I live like right on the border between like Canada and America. So there's like, we live where like the Blue Water Bridge is, so we can like very easily go over for a day. So we went to like the Olive Garden, and my mom would be like, hey, don't forget that you can't order like a glass of wine here because you're only 20. It's every time. All right, I think that's all the time that we got this week. Thanks so much for coming out, guys.
Thanks for having us.
It was very fun. Yeah, and we'll catch you all next week. See ya.